From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, the 18th day of December 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of snow showers for today before 11 a.m. Then it will be partly sunny with a high near 33 degrees. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 15. We'll run down the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here's what's happening in the local news. At the top of the news, Mark Evans and Patty Handel will co-chair an ambulance panel for Greene County. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail that an 11-member task force has been established to explore the idea of creating a Greene County ambulance service. Mark Evans and Durham legislator Patty Handel will co-chair the task force, which will evaluate the current system of ambulance service and advance life support countywide. Evans, president of County Emergency Medical Services, has headed the effort to formulate the countywide plan. The proposal calls for establishing a nonprofit entity to provide a full shared service network and take towns and villages out of the ambulance business, according to Evans. The county currently spends an estimated $5.8 million for the operation of 8 full-time ambulances and an unspecified number of backup units. You'll find that full story in the Daily Mail. Also, Greene County is seeking nominees for their senior awards. The Daily Freeman is reporting that nominations are being accepted for the annual Greene County Senior Citizens Awards. The two awards presented are the Senior Citizen of the Year and Outstanding Contribution by a Senior Citizen. The awards recognize the contributions and achievements of senior citizens who have volunteered their time and energy to help other people, their communities, or special projects. Alice Schubert of Coxsackie was named Senior Citizen of 2013 for her more than 25 years of work as a volunteer for various organizations. Any Greene County resident over the age of 60 is eligible. For information, call the Greene County Department of Human Services at 518-719-3555. You'll find that full story in the Daily Freeman. And in our final story, the DEC is announcing a hunting license blackout. Rick Carlin is reporting at the Capitol Confidential that the State Department of Environmental Conservation will institute a brief halt on the issuance of new hunting, fishing, and trapping licenses for up to 2 weeks while the department sets up a new computerized licensing system. Beginning Thursday, December 26, the public will not be able to purchase hunting, fishing, or trapping licenses or secure a recreational marine fishing registration or report harvested game. Licenses, stamps, and permits must be purchased prior to December 26 in order to hunt or fish during the blackout period. Hunters are required by law to report deer, bear, and turkey harvested within 7 days of taking the animal. During the blackout period, hunters will not be able to report their harvest. However, they will be given a 7-day grace period to report the harvest once the new system is up and running. You'll find that full story in the Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of snow showers for today before 11 a.m. Then it will be partly sunny with a high near 33 degrees. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 15. On Thursday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Thursday night, slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Friday, a chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 10 a.m. and noon, and then a chance of rain showers afternoon. It will be cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Friday night, a chance of rain and snow showers. It will be cloudy with a low around 35 degrees. And for Saturday, scattered showers before noon, then a chance of rain afternoon, cloudy with a high near 46. Saturday night, rain likely, cloudy with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 7:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:25 p.m. The length of the day, 9 hours and 5 minutes, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 18th day of December 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.